Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. Really good.
Excellent.
I had a really good day yesterday. Pretty busy, but, yeah. You know.
A lot cooler.
Another busy one ahead, so.
Oh, what do you got going on today?
Did lunch cancel?
No.
Oh. Well, then I have lunch.
Oh. That doesn't... Okay. I was like, what's so busy?
What, oh, well, then
have
I have a recital.
Oh,
and then the Warriors play after
very
that.
Very exciting.
It's a busy day.
It is a busy day. Mm-hmm. That should be fun. Kokari today. Very exciting.
No.
No,
we're
no.
not going to Kokari.
We're going to Perbach. Kokari's, they're redoing the floors
that's
and stuff.
Right. Wow. So, how is Perbacco?
It's great. It's an Italian restaurant. A few years ago, GQ... put it listed as one of the top 10 power lunch places in the country.
Oh, is that what this is going to be? A power lunch?
Well, you know, I got us an exclusive dining room and stuff like that. My buddy owns it, so.
Oh, boy. That's, you just know everyone, woman.
Umberto. He's a good guy. We'll meet him today. He's from the Amalfi Coast.
Did you see him when you were there?
No. I just, a while ago... You guys were talking about, like, this is a long time ago, like 5 years ago, you guys were talking about, like, lunch places and stuff like that on the air, and something had come across either Vinny's desk or your desk, and we were listing these restaurants, and he heard, and he came up to me at the restaurant, and I said, where are you from? And he told me Italy, and I go, oh my god, I went to the Amalfi Coast. He goes, oh my god, that's where I'm from! I said, what?
And that was it! It was a fast friendship!
And then we just bonded.
Aww.
So, he's a good guy. And if you, you know, it's Italian food, pasta, it's all, you know, 5-star.
And it would be just like us to be talking about food. What?
Pasta's always a win, man.
Oh, you like pasta? Okay, great.
I'm a macaroni guy, yep.
Yeah.
You're a chicken guy, too.
Well,
you're a chicken.
Yeah.
Although, you're not eating meat these days.
I'm trying. It's not as easy as I'd like it to be. The family thing is a real problem.
They still eat meat?
Yeah. Well, I got a pregnant chick, too, so
she needs her protein.
Well, she has moments where she's all, nothing tastes good, so I don't care what we eat, and other times where she's like, you know what I really need?
What?
Whatever. Name it.
Whatever the thing is.
ABC.
Yeah. So.
I love chicken, but when I was pregnant, I couldn't even smell chicken.
Yeah, she's like, some stuff is gross, and some stuff is good, and she can't taste, so she's...
Oh.
She's using my hot sauce, which she would never normally touch, but she's, like, showering.
She hurts herself just to see if she can still feel.
Yep. Yeah.
How many months along is she now?
Well,
I'm she's always
due
confused
in April,
by
right?
this. No, she's due in,
sorry, in August.
August.
The other A month.
Right.
So.
6.
A little more, even. 6.5?
Yeah.
When is mid August?
She's big.
Do you know the date?
She's big.
And it only gets bigger.
Well,
she's such a tiny person that it's, you know.
She didn't get big last time, though.
Yeah.
She's like, my thighs touch.
Look at
it.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
In the club.
Right. I'm not even pregnant. My thighs touch.
Look at this. And she's like, show me her thigh. I'm like, yeah.
Well, they're touching.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Does she
still
run?
We talked about this bit. No, she can't run anymore.
Is she walking?
She's walking a lot.
Power
she leaves
walking.
To walk, and she'll walk 4 miles, but she'll be gone
for an hour.
It takes 2 hours.
Right. Oh my god! Well, she's got to rest every now and then. She's like her daughter every 10 feet.
So.
Whew, I gotta just take a little rest.
Who watches the kid when she decides to take 2 hours off?
Sometimes she pushes the kid.
Oh well, that's good. That's a little extra. It's like lifting weights. The kid'll still hop in a stroller?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, she grew up in that thing.
Yeah.
The runner stroller.
I'm tired of walking. I'm going to hop in the
she
stroller.
She thinks that's running.
Oh, does she?
Oh, we're going for a run? All right. Let me get my seat. Got a snack and some juice.
And my comfy pillow. I love running.
Yeah.
Super fun.
What about you?
What about me?
What are you doing today?
Oh, I have a million things to do, just like every day, but I'm almost done, Vinny. Almost done. I have priming and painting to do, a second and third coat of polyurethane on some... Yesterday, we have this countertop it's wood. It's a big, big slab of redwood.
Oh, outside.
Yeah. A friend of ours helped cut a redwood down over a year ago now, because it's been forever, that was on somebody's property, and it was leaning, and like the roots were coming out, whatever, it had to come down. So he goes out there, and he helps them cut it, and they took it to like a mill, which I don't, you know, I wouldn't know where to take a tree to if you want, but it was a big, old redwood, and so they slabbed it up, and we bought some of the slabs. So we're using those for all our outdoor countertops and stuff. And we have this whole thing going on, and you have to get them kiln dried, and it's like, and moving these things is like you feel like you need a crane. So that's what I was working on. So yesterday, I put the first coat of poly on the back of it, and I've
Oh, you put stuff on it.
Well, it's got to be sealed up.
It does?
It does, or it'll just absorb water and swell and shrink and crack and gray. So it's a whole thing.
Because I was told when we got this redwood fence put in that the reason they use redwood is because you don't have to finish it.
Oh. No, it turns gray. I mean, maybe you don't. I don't know, but we're finishing it.
All right.
So it's very absorptive. Like when we first got these slabs, they weighed more than twice what they weigh now because they were full of water.
Mm.
So you have to dry them. It's a whole thing. I just do as I'm told. I was told, put the poly on these things. So I put the first coat on, and then I'm sitting, I got to give it a couple hours. So I do some laundry and doing some stuff. I go and I sit out in the garden, and I'm on a bench, and I lay to the side.
Nice.
And I fall asleep. And of course, Dick of Dick and Chumley Construction comes over and takes a picture.
Oh, where's that?
He sent it to me and Bryn. He and Bryn are construction buddies. So then I was getting crap for that all. It's like, Bryn's like, so this is what you're doing when you're working hard at your house?
I don't see it.
Yeah, it didn't get sent to you. Thank God.
Well, let's post that.
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not doing that. Post a picture of me sleeping in my yard.
Why not?
Bastards. No reason.
Well, let me see it at least. Mm. God. Mm. What's wrong with you?
It's not that exciting.
I bet it is.
Really?
I am so looking forward to vacation. I can't. I'm going to exercise twice a day, every day, the whole time.
There it is.
Yuzat was saying the same thing.
Get my bleep together.
She's like, I wish vacation was tomorrow.
Right now.
So today I hope to take another nap in the garden. Iced tea.
Look at you.
You putting a hammock back there?
There is one back there.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, we don't hang it up all the time though. It takes up a lot of room. Okay, give me that.
Hold on.
Now you're looking through all my stuff. Give it back.
I'm looking at the same picture, weirdo. What is with you? You just have lost all trust in me.
I have.
Completely.
Why are you? Oh, you're wearing a nice shirt because we're going out. Oh, I got to look at what I'm wearing. Uh-oh.
All right.
It's just a gray shirt.
There you go.
You're looking at my knees.
I was looking at your feet.
Oh, with my little sockies on. You see my Crocs down the bottom?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance. Someone
right
was yelling at me.
Give it back.
Hey. You don't have to look through all my stuff, man.
You send me mean texts and you look at my stuff. All right.
You're a beast.
Never mind.
So anyway, I hope to, take a nap this afternoon. That'll be my thing. So is your daughter all excited about the play? Has she been
She doesn't
practicing?
Talk about, you know, I don't, it's, I guess it's been a while since you've had little kids, but she's takes it as it comes, man. Last night I was doing a bath with My Little Ponies. She's not even thinking about the recital.
Oh, that's funny. God, my kids would be singing all the songs from it.
No.
It's a whole thing.
She's like, right now I want to do a bath with Dad. Well, I'm not in the bath, but you know.
You're nearby in case she slips under the water.
In case she tries to drown. And, and you know, My Little Ponies. Here's Fluttershy. All right. Whatever, man.
That's one of the names?
Yeah. Oh. So I did that, and, you know. All right. It's bedtime. Tomorrow's going to be a long one.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to your recital. Oh, God. how does this happen?
Do you know if it's like a, is it a?
I don't, I honestly.
So you don't know if she has like a big part or a speaking role or, a, you know, is it a singing thing? Is it a solo? This is at the preschool?
Yeah.
And she doesn't start kindergarten until.
She's not starting this year.
Yeah.
It's going to skip.
Whole nother year.
Yeah.
That's good. And that book, Outliers, the later you start kindergarten, the better.
Oh, I agree with that just based on the simple fact that it doesn't seem like jobs are out there for the kids. And if you're going to college anyway, what are you rushing for?
Yeah. Just enjoy it all
there's
the time.
No point.
And there's no pressure to get a job.
You know?
Mm.
I mean, maybe the markets will be better by then, and she'll certainly, at least I'm going to try to talk to her about pick a career that actually has jobs out there. You know?
Yeah. Electricians, always in demand. Plumbers.
I liked the joke that, I can't think of her name. Is it Ali Wong I was talking about?
Yeah.
It's not really for me. Like, she's, you know, most of her rap that I could hear, I didn't find great. But a couple things were really well done. And she said, I majored in ethnic studies. And she said, there are no jobs. Like, my point was to finish college, get married, and not work.
Oh.
There's no, you can't do anything with ethnic studies except blame white people for stuff. That was her joke, right? Which is great. I thought, oh, that's very funny.
I've studied it, and white people are to blame.
Right.
I have a degree in that.
So I just thought, you know, that's, we're going to talk about that. Like,
right.
You're not going to pick, what was the other, I had a girlfriend that graduated.
Liberal arts.
Liberal arts. You're not going to pick that either.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Well, I mean, I guess the argument is here's a well-rounded person who can go off and do anything.
Or nothing.
They've got a degree. they were committed to finishing something.
Anyway,
and they did it.
Ultimately, it'll be up to her, but at least I'll try to give her a little guidance, and hopefully she'll pick a college, you know, major that has jobs on the end of
it. You want her to be happy in the end and not
self-sufficient.
Yes.
Happy is important.
Count on some dude, you know.
But self-sufficient is equally as important. Mm. And counting on some dude, whether it be me or some dude.
I'm not just some dude.
Is not acceptable.
Right. No, those are good goals, you know. My friend Pat used to just say, just keep her off the pole. He's got two hot daughters. He did a good job. Neither one of them's a stripper. So, not that there's anything wrong with being a stripper. Yeah, not yet. Right. That's true. They're not out of school yet.
Stripper is important work.
It is.
Very important.
Yeah. And some people are really good at it.
Right.
Like, they have mad skills from the get-go.
And they make bank at it, too.
Yeah, that's what I hear. You ever hear that, Yuzi? Chicks like that making bank?
Yeah.
Like, with talent, mad skills. You ever hear about that?
Her side hurts. Don't overdo it.
Oh, God. Is your side hurting?
Oh my God. All that time we talked about her just playing with fire. She was like, I'm eating all the stuff again. Mm.
It's a flare-up kind of a thing. Damn it. Do you have your heating pad? Good girl. Oh, Jesus.
Good girl.
That's a good girl.
When did it flare up?
It's been going on a few days. Today
You know what's funny? It's not funny at all. You normally you're moving around, going back and forth in the morning, she's running around getting stuff, and she's, you know, up here and there, but I saw the white cord. Going, I realize now what that was. She did her work from her studio right there, so because the computer set up right there. And I saw this white cord, and I was like, oh, I wonder what she's got plugged in. Like, I thought maybe a blow dryer or some hair thing. I know you have your like straightener and stuff in there. And then it went out of my mind. And the minute you said you had your heating pad, I'm like, I know what the white cord was.
What was it?
So it's her heating pad.
Right.
You didn't go vibrator.
Oh, do you have a plug-in vibrator?
I don't.
I was thinking about getting one of those. Seems like that would, you know.
Seems like
worrying about
trouble.
The battery. I'll tell you something. When the batteries die, you're just like, you've got to be kidding me.
It's a real bummer,
what do you do?
Man.
Well, you see if you got another thing handy in there, and then when you don't, you have to run to the laundry room and get a new battery. It's like, well, if this is going to happen, I'm going to need to leave for
ours is a charge type. There is no new battery. It's that Lilo.
You know what? My Lilo died, I told you.
It's killer.
Yeah.
Like, it's great.
I love that thing, but it was not only did it need a charge, it was taking less and less of a charge. Like, it was taking, it just like stopped.
Boy, you wore that thing
I
out.
Did. I wore that thing out, Vinny.
Wow.
Years of use.
Did you do the system upgrade on it? Is it connected to like
the internet at all?
I don't think it's. I never logged it in.
I don't think
you,
that.
Yeah, you got to log that thing
no,
in.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You need a new
I
one.
I never interfaced with my vibrator, so.
Maybe it had
it's
a
It's
new...
got a couple buttons that take a minute to figure out, but
yeah.
there's no
There's
updates.
No marking on them. You know, you just randomly push them until you're like, all right, I think this will work.
Well, just double check. Maybe,
nah,
you know,
it's too late. It's gone. I don't even know where it is, truthfully.
You log it in.
It's funny how that little egg-shaped item...
Yeah.
It's not an egg shape, though. There's a little bit of shape to it on one side
it's
as
like
opposed
if,
to the other.
If you had a flattened oval and then tipped it forward almost like you'd bend your thumb.
Right.
Yeah. It's like it just has a little...
But in the dark, I'll be... Or, you know, whatever, light.
Low light.
The candles.
I like that song.
We're going to play it right now.
Steer the thing.
Yeah.
And she can rip it from my hand, turn it around, hit the button the way it needs to be done, put it where it's supposed to go, get my hand, put it there, and move away in under a second.
Mm.
Incredible. That's a mad skill.
The nice thing about that, Lilo, too, is that it's next to silent. Like, yeah,
she's got ninja skills.
She does have ninja skills.
There's nothing more annoying than, you know, it's all right, I'm going to click this on. It's like, click. Yeah, you don't want the industrial sound.
And the point I'm making is I think there's nothing more annoying than your dude trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Let me get that for you.
Too many times I've hit the thing wrong and it goes into that burp, burp. Instead of the concept or whatever. Or
well,
backwards.
I'm sure some people must like the burp, burp, burp because it's an
who?
Option.
Some people
on there.
Do.
Who?
Oh, yeah, who likes
some
it?
People
oh.
do.
Who are these people?
It's just the people that are too sensitive.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. The people haven't worn it
Does
out.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well,
is that you,
Well, I don't know, Sarah. You tell me. People are different. You know that every single area is different.
That is true.
Hey, Vinny.
So don't laugh. Don't Adele laugh me.
Do you go to just full chainsaw mode?
Oh, yeah, full chainsaw. I'm not messing around. And I'm done.
Is
All
it
right.
sore ever from overuse?
No. Probably at some point.
She's just like, no.
Not these days. It's not getting overused these days, but there's, you know, there have been times in my life where I've been especially tearing through various tools. Of the
hey,
trade.
Vinny.
you just work them till they're broken and throw it aside.
Yeah. Give me, I need a plug-in model.
Like
I need one of those baseball bat
Where's
ones.
Where's that back massager?
Kathy!
That's the one that I was thinking of with the plug-in, too, by the way. The one with the big
ball
at the end.
Top, yeah.
I haven't had that one in a long time, but one lady I hung out with preferred that.
It just seems like a whole nother guy in the room. Like that's a whole
it's
nother
big,
it's like an arm
huge.
Length thing.
Right.
It's also very the only one I ever saw was somebody had one and it was a haha, we're joking around. Nobody played with
but
it.
You but you didn't have your eye on it like lovingly all...
No, but what I noticed was that it didn't have like I need a little it to be a little more focused. Like
oh no, it's a
it's
big
a
ball.
Big old
like a tennis
vibrating ball.
Ball.
Like that doesn't seem
What?
It just doesn't seem focused enough. Like, I really need it kind of laser.
Well, give it a shot. You never know. When was the last time you did it?
That's a point, Hooman.
The last time I did it with the I never did it with a plug-in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Try it out. You have nothing to lose.
You're right.
Close-minded
I mean,
like that.
I know. Is the cord long enough? I would want to be able to roll around with it.
We'll get you an extender.
The longest cord, but it's long enough.
Yeah.
But you didn't see that when it was in the room with all of the people thinking, if anyone puts that down, it's ending up in my purse.
Yeah, you don't think that.
You weren't thinking, like, I'm stealing that.
I don't even remember where I was when I saw it. It's not something I use, but clearly I've clearly seen one before.
Mm-hmm.
For our secret Santa,
I have
if you
an opinion
Sarah.
About it. No, don't get me that.
It'll be a bonus
you guys, gift. I don't want any of you guys getting me any sex toys. I don't really... I have a hard enough time not thinking
it.
About you
we're
guys in
together.
General.
What
like
if
I can't even get through a shower without thinking about, oh, Vinny, I can wash all between my toes.
What if it's from the intern?
No, I don't want it from anybody.
But it's okay if it's a sponsor, right? Like in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine. I don't know. I didn't know anyone
but
who worked
we were passing
at,
them around.
Worked at Lilo.
You can
yeah.
one.
Panasonic, we need
the Big Bertha.
Vinny,
whatever that thing is called.
When your girl does the ninja vibrator move.
Yeah.
Let me see your facial expression when she does that.
Well, no, I'm happy because I am fumbling. I do realize that.
Are
she
you like
knows,
this?
No, I.
Oh.
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 I'm good with her helping. I think that more women should help.
Yes.
You know, you
yeah,
hear about women who say, I can't, or later they're all, that guy was no good at it. Well, help him out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Communicate.
Guys love
your
to
team.
Have sex. All you have to do is direct a little bit of traffic down
Some
there.
Some dudes don't want a bossy girl, though. That's definitely, I've definitely, you know, and Yuzi's even talked about how
right.
she had her hand pushed away from her area, like, no, I've got this.
Wow. Cone.
Did
up.
You really have Shame. It?
Cone.
No, they
no.
never do. It's like,
well,
how about I take charge of mine and you take charge of yours?
I think every
well,
guy starts out that way because you're young and insecure, mm-hmm. and it takes a little time to understand that these are all different Rubik's Cube. Mm. Each one has a different
bossy
code. Nothing wrong with getting a little help.
Not zero wrong. And I think it's up to girls to really sort of train the young men who don't seem to get that. Like, okay, really? You're not going to take direction? I don't get to be a partner in this? See ya. Only a few girls need to walk out before a guy goes, oh, I guess I got to let girls do what they
yeah.
want. I guess I got to worry about how they feel.
I love that you just played that.
Yeah, that was a good
the
one.
Bossy so, thing?
Yeah.
All right. KLLC.
What? Yeah, good timing. I don't know how you did it.
I love the sub show that's happening between the two of you at all times. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, how is it only Thursday? It's like a short week, but it still feels like a long week. All right, we'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.